From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron told his Turkish counterpart on Friday that democratic countries had to respect the rule of law in their fight against terrorism as he voiced concerns about the fate of students, teachers, and journalists in Turkey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan defended the crackdown, saying that some journalists encourage terrorism with their writing, comparing them to gardeners nurturing plants. Macron said that after the talks, Erdogan at the LSE presidential palace, that they had disagreements about how they saw human rights. North Korea on Friday agreed to hold official talks with South Korea next week, the first time in more than 2 years and hours after the United States and South Korea delayed a military exercise amid a standoff with the North's nuclear and missile programs. Brahma Benito has the details.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The military says Rohingya Muslim insurgents ambushed a vehicle in western Myanmar's Rakhine State Friday, wounding three people, including two members of the security forces. Some 650,000 Rohingya villagers fled to Bangladesh after counterinsurgency operations began in August of 2017. The United Nations condemned Myanmar military campaign as ethnic cleansing, although Myanmar rejects that. This is VOA News. Interfax news agency on Friday quoted Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov saying that the U.S. calls for an extraordinary meeting of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the turmoil in Iran interferes with the country's sovereignty. Doug Bernard has more.
The deputy minister added that Tehran's statements that external influences fomented the protests were not groundless, and that the United States uses any possible method to destabilize governments it dislikes. The United States is promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that has left 21 people dead and more than 1,000 others under arrest. A White House official Thursday said the U.S. would look for actionable information and seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protests that began just last week. The State Department also said it would not stand by idly. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, went on sale Friday. Its release pushed forward after excerpts set off a political firestorm, threats by Trump's lawyers of legal action, and an effort to halt publication. Wolff told NBC on Friday that he stood by his reporting and shared a common theme among many with whom he spoke.
I will tell you the one description that everyone gave, everyone has in common. They all say, he is like a child. And what they mean by that is he has a need for immediate gratification. It's all about him.
Wolf said he had spoken with the president while working on the book, contradicting Trump's assertion that he had never talked to the writer for the book and had authorized zero access to the White House. The United States is suspending security assistance to Pakistan's army until it takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said that Pakistan government had been a destabilizer in the region.
We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests.
A senior Pakistani senator expressed disappointment Friday at the U.S. decision to suspend military aid, saying it would be detrimental to bilateral relations. Frigid temperatures, some that could feel as cold as minus 34 degrees centigrade, moved across the east coast on Friday of the United States as the region attempted to clean up from a massive winter storm that brought more than 30 centimeters of snow, hurricane-force winds, and coastal flooding a day earlier. At least 7 people have died in weather-related accidents. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.